Progressives aim to depose Trump's reign. With legal woes, they sought to constrain. But Trump, wily and wise, had a plan. With truth and SCOTUS, his triumph began. Everybody, this is William Del Pilar, and this is Fired Up. I hope everybody is doing well. It has been a busy day, and I was originally scheduled to do the Points on the Board podcast, as I normally do on Mondays. However, there was a major political decision today, and it must be covered, and I plan on doing that. We are going to talk about the SCOTUS decision against Donald Trump. The SCOTUS decision for Donald Trump that resulted in a 9-0 win for him. Anyway, it was regarding ballot access. I'm sure all of you have heard about it. You've seen your 10, 15, 20 minutes being given to this. And it should take more time, but most people gave their thought process immediately after the verdict. And really stuck to it, as they should, I guess. But I want to talk about that with a few examples as well. But let's get to it. SCOTUS came back with a 9-0 unanimous decision that said Trump's name will be on the ballot or cannot be taken off the ballot for the presidential election. The ruling restores Trump's eligibility to appear on the 2024 presidential primary ballots. The decision rejects the state's efforts to hold Trump accountable for what they say or claim is his role in the Capitol riots. This started after Donald Trump lost the 2020 election to Democrat Joe Biden. Obviously, we all know that. Trump attempted to investigate slash challenge the results. In full transparency and fairness, he did it Trump's way, his style, which doesn't endear him to anyone. Remember, this is a fact. Over 90% of media coverage on Trump was purposely negative. So, their whole shenanigan was that the leftist, the mainstream media, and Trump derangement syndrome idiots state that his lack of ability to win is what culminated in him pushing and demanding and creating an attack on the Capitol on January 6, 2021. This was their plan. Their plan was to rid themselves of Trump by lying and painting him as an insurrectionist. Look, the video shows that's the exact opposite. Not to mention, there are thousands of hours of video the American public has not seen, which we must be able to see as we are talking about the presidency of the United States. Their goal was to use the insurrection with a fake committee that destroyed all of its trackable data, everything they looked at, which a lot of it was fake and false and just made up. They destroyed it, so no investigation could be done on the J6 committee. They also wanted to use that as a starting point for legal proceedings for states to get encouraged, to get emboldened, to start going after Trump legally. One tactic being to pull him off the ballot. So that's the general overview. My take is, look, Trump questioned the results as he should have. The premise that he's leading by tens of thousands of votes, some places maybe hundreds of thousands, then suddenly blue-controlled office registers stop counting. Nobody questions it. Not the media. To this day, we still don't know how, why, and if that pipe actually did burst. We know it didn't, but no official word has actually come out. Just deniability. Oh, just coincidence. Just coincidence. You know what irks me? My partner's a libertarian. And that's all they rail on. This is a duopoly. A duopoly is so evil. Us poor libertarians. It's so corrupt. Everything's corrupt, 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 corrupt. But yet they're TDS because, oh, no, there's nothing wrong. They're following the law. Everything's nice and proper. I got to be honest. Those are the worst human beings around. The ones who will sit there and whine and play the victim and then use those same tactics to get what they want and they don't see the hypocrisy, those are the worst scum of humanity because they don't even recognize their own hypocrisy. They rationalize it away to justify it. But the reason I don't care for them is that they're elitist. They're smugly superior in how they view you. I'm an educated man. I'm also a successful entrepreneur. I also made rank quickly in the military. I have succeeded at literally everything I've done. Not because I'm super smart, but I work really hard. So being brought up by a factory mom worker and an enlisted man in the special forces community, I guess I do have a bit of a chip on my shoulder as an adult in understanding an elitist who is not successful but believes they are just because they're highly educated over somebody who's actually lived life, understands human nature, understands the realities of what's happening around you with the big picture. You know, so I get angry at these elitists. Yeah. And that's what the mainstream media, that's what the rhinos, the Democrats, the higher educated libertarians, anybody who's highly educated. And they get me mad. They get me mad because they just lie with the assumption their lie is a fact. Here's an easy one. Voter fraud is a statistical truth. There is no sum zero. Literally every election, there is somewhere in this nation somebody catching a political group. And it's not 90%, it's not 95%, it's not 99.9%. It's 100% of the time they're progressives giving cigarettes or liquor to the homeless. Now it's gotten worse. Now they take your ballot, open it, mark it full, a blown Democrat. That's what Republicans want to do next. Both parties want to take our vote and write in who they want us to vote for. And sadly, I understand the bigger picture. I understand human nature. I'll never hand my ballot over to somebody. But somebody like my mother, an uneducated, simple woman, and I don't say that in any derogatory way. She's my mother. I love her. But she's a very simple woman. She could be duped into giving it up. You know? So my point is Trump had every right to go, what the hell is happening here? We've never stopped counting at midnight or early in the morning before in the history of this country. And yet here we are. Nobody questioned it. That's why Trump was like, what the bleep has happened here? And that's what started all this. You know, again, homeless giving booze, cigarettes, that's voter fraud. When electronic ballots switch votes, which is another documented fact, that's voter fraud. What they do is they shut that one down. We'll get the tech to look at it. We never hear follow-up stories. You never see these things brought in and investigated. We saw a sham trial, and then Fox settled out of court. Well, I hope down the road some of these other networks are sued for what they do to conservatism and conservatives take them to court. That was a sham trial. And they settled out, and then they fired somebody who was actually speaking the truth in Tucker Carlson. Another one is when ballots are found in parking lots. That happened a lot in the 80s, 90s, up until the electronic age when hacking into. And that's another proven fact. You can hack into these voting machines. That has been proven too. But prior to all that, you see a court case come in a close race brought on by Democrats, progressives. We found these ballots in the parking lot inside this trunk, sir. And they keep doing that. And then you have activist judges who should be impeached, disbarred, and brought up on charges. Because by law, they cannot allow those votes. They didn't care. That is how most people forget or don't realize that's how Al Franken got elected. He lost the election. But they kept taking him to court. They find a couple hundred ballots here, a couple hundred ballots there, a couple hundred ballots everywhere. They found them up at people's tush. And the judge goes, unicorn fart. They count. And that's how Al Franken got elected. Let me rephrase that. Former senator and sexual harassment, male, white, got elected that way. So, I mean, my overview is pretty much the same, but the truth of the matter is Trump had every right. There were shenanigans going on that had never been answered. The courts chose not to hear it. States have the right to sue. That is the Supreme Court's job to hear that. They chose not to hear it. Pennsylvania broke their own constitution by allowing mail-in ballots. There was a certain, the constitution says you can. It has to be done. I can't remember how it has to be done exactly. But SCOTUS chose not to hear it. SCOTUS was too scared to do their job. Which brings us to where we are today, with a lot happening in between. Some key points from the ruling. Regarding the 14th Amendment, the case involved a provision of the 14th Amendment adopted after the Civil War. The provision aims to prevent former office holders who engage in insurrection from holding office again, or anybody who engaged in insurrection, rather. This was not, first of all, let's clear the air. This was not an insurrection. Oh, my God. Oh, if anything, it was a cover-up by the Capitol Police. We found out after the media reports came out lying about who was shooting and killing who. There were no cops killed on that day, but a cop did kill an unarmed woman. Imagine if a white cop had killed a petite young black woman. We'd have another George Floyd. Instead, it was a black cop who blatantly shot an unarmed petite Air Force veteran who was causing no harm, doing nothing. Witnesses have come about and said as such. And they laud him a hero. But they bury all that video. They didn't want anything to come out. They wanted only what the media told us to be heard. I hope there's a special place in hell for a cop like that. Piece of bleep is what he is. Any cop that would do that. Huh. I view it as not an insurrection, but a cover-up. I mean, they held over 10,000 hours of video, and we still haven't seen most of those hours. Then it turns out the pipe bomb. They knew where and when the pipe bomb was put down, and to this day, they still can't catch the person. We all believe it's a cover-up for most of us, and as more and more information comes out, that's what we're finding out. But until more information comes out, more whistleblowers are heard, there's many ways we and Trump are at the mercy of this corrupt government. Trump hasn't been convicted of anything. In fact, in his second impeachment, think of that. He was found not guilty of inciting a resurrection. Which proves everything in the sense that this is about political ideology. Because Colorado knew that the American people, through Congress, voted that he was not guilty of inciting an insurrection on January 6th. That showed and proved it was politics. And the Supreme Court knew that, including the three leftist courtesans on there. Even they voted. But they dissented strongly in their write-up. But that was nothing but a wink, wink. We still got your back, Democrat Party. Because at the end of the day, it is Congress who has the right to determine a president's ballot access. So, once this 9-0 decision came down, state attempts like Colorado's, Illinois, and Maine. Here's the kicker. The judge in Illinois is nothing but a traffic court judge. They don't even get somebody qualified to make that decision. She's probably the only one brave enough to go against the law and make that decision. It's none of the higher-ups. They probably saw the writing on the wall with SCOTUS and didn't want to put their names or have it attached to it. Every state that took them out of the ballot was led by Democrats. Again. That's more proof, circumstantial, that this wasn't about Trump, but politics. Think about it. They sought to remove an opponent who may have likely lost in 2020 because of voter fraud. An opponent who had garnered more minority votes across the board than any Republican president since 1960, when Black Americans were mostly Republican. Latinos the same way. Asians the same way. Whites the same way. Trump was blowing it up. They're not stupid. Democrats saw the signs here. They saw somebody they couldn't control. One other note. So the Colorado lawyers were asked, show me one example where the 14th Amendment has been used to remove someone from ballot access. I believe it was Clarence Thomas who asked that question. And for the record, to Black Americans who are progressive, Clarence Thomas was an honor student. He worked his way through everything and was superior to his peers, which included Blacks, whites, and Asians, Indians, India, Native American, whoever. He was superior. But they want you to believe he's an affirmative action pick. They get offended when you bring that up to somebody like the woman on there who doesn't know what a woman is. Ms. Brown, I think is her name. Heaven forbid you tell the truth that she was an affirmative action pick. But we're able to lie about it with Clarence Thomas because we control the media. And the reason I say she was an affirmative action pick, her only qualification were two things, being Black first and being a woman second. The moment she said she couldn't define what a woman is, the moment every Democrat and Republican should have thrown her off. Look, SCOTUS cannot be political, and that's what Democrats have made it. So in essence, the Supreme Court clarified that the power to determine ballot eligibility resides with Congress, not the individual states. States cannot invoke post-Civil War constitutional provisions to exclude presidential candidates from ballots. So what this boiled down to, the 14th Amendment and how it's interpreted in the context of the Civil War era, or whether it can also be applied after the Civil War. In essence, what's being said here is that the 14th Amendment should only apply to everybody before the Civil War because that's what it was created, to keep those insurrectionists. And once that's done, now they're all dead, it shouldn't be used for the future use as they tried to do it for Trump. I kind of disagree on it, but I have to go along with the court because we know what would happen. I'm going to talk about that shortly. But regardless of what you or I think, SCOTUS knew this too. And they knew what was happening was a political overstep. If they allowed this, and they didn't talk about this, but you know this was the primary reason, they kind of alluded to it a couple of times. But they were looking at it from a legal, judicial viewpoint versus the political viewpoint. But it's a political viewpoint that is of greater importance here, and they alluded to that a bit. So what am I talking about? Well, they knew if this happened, remember, it was only blue states, Colorado, Illinois, and Maine that voted to remove Trump. Look, Biden should have been impeached already and should have been found guilty, whether it's the Chinese money, the Ukrainian money, the corruption. Yeah, I mean, he's the big guy after all. Killing our troops in Afghanistan because he wanted a political exit out of Afghanistan and didn't care about the safety of our troops. That's actually an impeachable offense. And there's so many others. The point being is it would not take much for Nebraska, Oklahoma. Well, Arizona is not blue, red anymore, but Florida, you know, North Carolina, all these states to sit there and throw Biden off the ballot. So what you would happen is you would get two politicians who couldn't reach the threshold of the Electoral College, which means the House would select the next president and the majority, House majority, would determine who that president is. All that would do is trigger us exponentially in terms of speed to a civil war. Look, whether it's corrupt or not, the people want their day to vote. They don't want a politician telling them who they can or can't vote for, despite the ballot harvesting nonsense. Again, it would be a slow trigger to a civil war. You got to remember, the Electoral College gives smaller states equality over bigger states. You take the Electoral College out, And it doesn't even become an issue of state in popularity. It becomes an issue of the city states, New York City, Boston, Los Angeles, San Francisco. Those cities would begin calling the shots for the state. What that means is we would have civil war again. The few ruling the many, authoritarian-wise, especially in this country, people would rise up. SCOTUS saw that. They knew that. Now, let's say Trump is on the ballot, come November wins, and it's a Democrat-controlled Congress. They could reject certifying Trump's elections, even though that's what part of the whole battle of J6 they try to attribute to. Again, though, this would be against the will of the people. And most would likely not do it because they know they'd be voted out of office right away, and then the current president would immediately be impeached. Whoever controls the House will control the government. The presidency would be just a pawn at that point. Do you really want to be controlled by a Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi? Maxine Waters, what a joke. Not as bad as Hank Johnson, the dumbest man in Congress. I mean, we have our own on our side. You know, you got the guy pushing the, I forget his name, the guy pushing the amnesty bill. On the other side, there's even Joe Manchin, who always talks about doing the right thing, but always ends up voting with the party. I mean, we have our own versions of it. You know, I like Daryl Issa, but he screwed us over. You know, he's my congressman. So it happens in both parties. Now, constitutional interpretation. Look, conservatives view the ruling as reaffirmation of constitutional principles. I didn't really quite understand that when somebody mentioned it to me. I wrote it down. But what I think they're trying to say is the debate centers around whether the 14th Amendment should be interpreted strictly in the context of the Civil War era or whether it can also be applied to actions taken after that period. Some argue that the scope should be limited, while others obviously believe it has broader implications for all historical and future situations. SCOTUS ruled with the former. Only Congress has that right, not not the 14th Amendment in terms at the state level using it. But there is state sovereignty. The ruling did create a clear separation. The Supreme Court's decision does not impact state sovereignty, but what it does is it clarifies the boundaries. It reinforces the idea that certain matters, such as eligibility for federal office, falls under federal jurisdiction. And you know how I knew this too? We have a jungle primary. When it comes to the presidency, we can't follow our state rules. We follow the federal rules. So all these states knew this, but we now live in a country where people, especially politicians, go, I take full responsibility. Full responsibility for bending the American citizen over and making millions off it. And then what happens? Nothing. We live in an era where the rich and elites can bend us over and not be held accountable. One of the things I'm hoping for isn't revenge when Trump gets reelected, but justice. Going after some of the people, the Russia hoax. Everybody knows that's a hoax, and they tried to steal the election. You don't see the TDSers talking about that. They conveniently ignore that part, which is ironic because they ignore the truth and believe the lies. The thing about being highly educated is you can layer everything and rationalize it away. I'm a middle-class American, Latino, who could be a multimillionaire, but I couldn't look in the mirror. But I'm not a saint. Don't get me wrong. But that's because I was raised right by my mama. But trust me, I look back at certain decisions, I'm like, oh, why? Why couldn't I do this? Why did I know why. I just wish I could have done it differently. But these people with TDS, they have no qualms looking right in that mirror and going, Trump's guilty. I'm butthurt and my feelings are hurt. I know Trump's guilty. I mean, that's their whole life. TDS. Trump Derangement Syndrome. Oh, man. Avoiding political bias. This is extremely important. Look, fools, both sides who are pissed off it was a 9-0 vote. Well, probably the left side. The leftist courtesans had no choice but to make it a 9-0 vote because of what I explained. You know, red states were going to start taking blue candidates off. They knew that, and they couldn't. But again, they gave the wink, wink in their own write-ups about what they agreed and didn't agree with. That was them signaling to the Democrat Party, we still got your back, baby. So they had to come out, and I know, but I loved it because it did show. The problem was it was such a weak case, they had no choice. You know, and again, the repercussions down the road could have been with their own deaths via civil war. You know, now it's fake accusations. The left is, we're going to kill you, we're going to kill you. Well, they may. I mean, let's be honest. They went after the conservative Supreme Court, and Biden did nothing to protect them. See, that's when I talk about justice, that's what I'm talking about. I'm hoping Trump takes power and finds an FBI director or a DOJ that takes Mayorkas. And, well, Mayorkas is the border, or is he Department of Homeland? Well, they take whoever was in charge and gave the word, do not protect the SCOTUS. It says, files charges on him, puts him on trial, sends his ass to prison. This has nothing to do with party loyalty. This has everything to do with doing what's right. I don't care if it's Sotomayor. If she dropped dead today, I'd be like, well, she's going to give the Lord some problems now. She's not a good woman. But she should get her damn protection while she's here with us. Because her life is in danger based off certain decisions. Because there are wackos out there. I don't care if you're a leftist or a conservative. Justice. The rules apply to all fairly and equally. That's what actual equality is. That's why I'm so adamant in how I view Asians, Native Americans, Indians, Blacks, Latinos, white people. We're all equal. That's what made me a much hated but beloved boss, if that can make sense. My guys would tell me, dude, you treat us all equally. I mean, you're hard on us, but I learned a lot. You know how many thank yous I get now, years later? Because I teach and preach and practice equality, where the work gains you merit. I have no love for people who don't work hard. Get rid of them. When I got into this venture with my partner, I go, look, we're going to go through a lot of writers, a lot of podcasters. It's just the nature of the beast. Because 99.9% or 9% of mom and pop shops and entrepreneurs fail. Not because their business plan or idea isn't any good. They don't know how to implement it. And other people bring them down. And they don't treat people fairly. They have favoritism towards this person, towards that person. They don't make the moves that are necessary to grow the business. That's why my guys love me. Equality, not equity. Now, here's the other kicker. Conservatives had to argue that allowing Trump's name on the primary ballots gives voters the right to choose from the candidates, regardless of their political history or party. Now, they also saw this. You can only treat people like feces for an X amount of time before they start to wake up. And you're seeing this all around the country. As people see who the real Biden is, a racist old man who never follows through on what he tells you he's going to do. Remember, this is a man who told a black man, you ain't black if you don't vote for me. And what did that leftist black man do? Yes, sir. Larry Elder called him out on it. Charlemagne the God. Charlemagne came to Larry Elder saying, what was your end moment? And that was the end moment, obviously the word, the end moment signifying, oh, hell, why are you doing it to me here, man? It's not good. Larry Elder, a libertarian who actually makes his living in conservative circles, said, that was your end moment, and what'd you do? He didn't do anything. You know, that's how white the Democrat Party and Joe Biden look at Black America. It's offensive, and it's actually racist. Again, my family, we have the whole gamut from white to black, black to white. My grandmother was black. She was called the N-word, which I had never heard until we moved to North Carolina. And I looked at the guy who called her the N-word. I go, what's that mean? I had no clue. Yeah. I've always found it offensive in not treating somebody equally or with dignity and respect when it's deserved and earned. And Colorado, Maine, Illinois, and the Democrat Party, they have no respect for you. They don't want you to vote because they're scared you may vote Trump. So, Samantha said, there's still potential fallout, people. You know, the theory being Democrats can bring this up in Congress, get something passed that says Trump can't run. I don't even know if that would hold water. Why? Because the insurrection charge. Again, Trump's second impeachment, he faced a trial in the Senate. The U.S. Senate voted on the charge of inciting insurrection related to the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot. The final tally was 57-43, but you need two-thirds majority. So they failed. Thus, Trump was found innocent. Plus, I also don't think you're getting a lot of minorities. Here in California, it's my brethren Latinos. Nosotros no somos tontos. Somos tontos, pero entonces miramos que está pasando. I go, we're not dumb. They go, yeah, we're dumb until we see what's happening. But that's happening all across, not just to we Latinos out here in California, but the Latinos in Florida, blacks in New York, Philly, Compton, in the LA area. We're all starting to wake up and see the truth. So I don't even think they could get enough people on their own side, Democrats, to pull this off. Yeah. But in essence, Trump was acquitted of the sole charge of inciting an insurrection, not guilty. So the fact that Colorado, Illinois, and Maine ignored the will of the people, which is what Congress represents, the people, they decided to play God. Because everybody else is too stupid to make the right decision. Never forget that. Never forget how people look at you, how they view you. I use it as a chip on my shoulder. I don't let it affect me negatively. I let it affect me with righteous anger. And I use it to work harder, stay up later, eat better. When I said eat better, well, you got to stay in shape. And I believe staying in shape is something entrepreneurs should do. I was the oldest guy in my group. Let's see, I was easily, maybe 10 years younger, 7 to 10 years younger than the next closest person. It'd be preseason guide in fantasy sports, football season. We'd go 3 days, straight days without sleep. You know, so we'd gear up for that. But I'd outlast everybody there. Everybody'd be taking shifts but me. I used to crack on my partner. Where's Ryan at? And he got to go back to the bathroom. Bam, 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 wake up, man. But my point being is, to be the best at the best, you got to make the sacrifice. So back to Trump again. So Trump obviously acquitted in the impeachment trial. Let's move on to the Colorado AG, the courtesan who brought all this up. She unwittingly spoke the truth. Let me give you the quote here. Here's what she said. We're going to have to win this at the ballot box. Let me repeat. Quote, we're going to have to win this at the ballot box. What she's saying there is you're going to have to do it. We tried to take it out of your hands. But we couldn't. So now you have to do it. I think it was her. I'm not sure. Maybe it wasn't her, Colorado. But one of the AGs said that. In fact, while we're talking here, I am going to use Bing to see who said that. Yeah. Let's see. Let me try Bing, 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 Ling. Here. There's Copilot. That's what I use. I use Microsoft Edge. Let me type this. Who said this? Let's see if they come back. I'm always correcting Bing. I'm always getting in an argument with them. Obviously, I know it's artificial intelligence. I just like playing to see how advanced this is. Let's see. Oh, I got. No, it's wrong. It's wrong. They're telling me that Chris Christie said it. Who said it today? Co-pilot. Let's see what it says. Let us see. Who said it today, co-pilot? I apologize. But I don't have real-time information. No, she doesn't know. And I apologize, my friends. I should know. I saw the person say it. It was all over the news, all over social media, all over everywhere. And I did not. So I apologize that about that. But the person who said this was a progressive, and I believe it was an AG. We're going to have to win this at the ballot box. They don't trust you. They loathe me. They hate me because I think for myself. Even my own fellow Republicans. I was told the other day, you're too caustic. That's one word. I love that one. That's why I remember that from the other day. But I've been told that multiple times. You know, William, you're just too rough. Dude, you're sailor's mouth. That's what they're being polite. And they're all right. They are all absolutely 100% correct. Here's what I told one of them. I go, really? Well, that caustic, I call it righteous anger because you have to know when to use it. I go, that helped me clean up the board of elites, leftists, and rhinos who thought only what they believed should happen in the community should happen. I ran them all out. The current chair of my local planning group is there because of me. I worked the scenes. So being tough, being caustic at times is actually a big positive in politics. But you got to know how to talk. When you're talking to the public, there's a certain way you speak. Me, I've chosen to be a bit more of myself. To do the double entendre words or the words where the average person may go, what's that mean? Where the other person may go, oh, he just caught. Because there's a show. This is also, I'm speaking truth, but it's also entertainment. Politicians have to carry themselves a certain way. Think of Obama. He kind of crosses boundaries. Do not think of Trump. Trump is an outlier because Trump was a pop culture icon before he ever thought about being a politician. So he can get away with a lot of it. People who can get away with that are people who exude that. So there's room for others. I don't want to say to be caustic, but to be themselves. The problem is being a politician is a lot of it is manufactured and acting. You know, so that's what makes it hard for people to be something they're not. We see through that. That's why politicians truly come and go. So we're going to have to win this at the ballot box because they don't trust us. Democrat and rhinos don't care what we think as they're elitists who think they're naturally superior to the working class and minorities. Technically, I'm a minority. My grandmother's black. My whole side, both sides of my family are Latino. But what you see here is what my sister and I got. We were one of the few who got the Hispania gene that was more dominant. And I'm not saying that as an excuse or anything outside of the fact that by definition, I am a minority. California's trying to change that. But what they're trying to do is separate my family, saying, oh, no, you're separate from her because of my skin color versus that skin color. That's why I've always hated this tribal nonsense. You know, I grew up with a lot of blacks, Latinos, and whites, obviously, and never had a problem growing up. Our little gang consisted of Asian, Lumbee Indian, black, white, and Latino. And our core group were boys, but our whole group, we had a couple of sisters. So we ran the gamut. And maybe that's why I'm so angry at what's happening now. My whole life has been nothing but getting along with people of different cultures and races. And to see this, how they've attacked Trump through racism, through legal shenanigans, legal lies, it's depressing at my age. America used to be exceptional. We haven't quite lost that, but we are on the verge of losing that. Anyway, let's keep going here. I wanted to give you another example that happened to me this year. I'm not going to say who, but it really angered me in the fact that I'm not this dumb. I wasn't because at the end of the day, at times I do wonder if we as a society make the right decisions or not. But I always look in the mirror and go, I may wonder, but I don't have the right to make the decision for them when it's they who are supposed to make it. And that's what elitists do. So I once got into a heated discussion with someone I respect to this day still regarding Joe Rogan and Dr. Peter Hotez. Rogan was willing to pay $1 million, I think, to the charity or to whatever cause Hotez wanted to debate RFK Jr. The issue was the COVID-19 vaccine. I believe in the suppressed data versus what Hotez said versus the actual truth. This was at a time when truths were finally starting to come out with the data to back them up that we always knew was there but was being censored. It's all full blown out now. Now it's pretty much a 99% belief, even by the leftist naysayers, that, yeah, it was the Wuhan lab and not the meat market that this happened. Oh, a little common sense. You know, but you still need the proof, you know. So Hotez refused the debate despite all the money. He refused it. Then he went on all the progressive talk shows and whined and literally cried on something that looked like that he was the victim of being attacked. Now, I got angry because what people don't realize is Hotez led the attacks to censor doctors to make them lose jobs. Everybody who disagreed with him, he didn't care if you ended up in a ditch by the side of the road. So him playing the victim was extremely rich. There's a special place in hell for people like Hotez. Rich white elitists who prey on minorities by lying to us, as he did with COVID. So the individual I was debating, he said, no, the debate can't happen. It shouldn't happen. After peeling back the onion layers, I realized he didn't want it to happen because he was fearful Hotez would lose the debate to RFK Jr. on what he said would be lies, that Hotez wouldn't know how to deal or counter them. That was his fear. And that RFK Jr. would win the debate or convince enough people to make it to change their minds. Now, he believed this because he thought he was right. When all the data now proves he was not only wrong, but dead wrong. Many other Americans ended up having to figure out. The whole point, though, the whole gist of it rested on his belief that the people are too stupid to be entrusted to make their own decision on something like this. And that's what shocked and stunned me. Because that, you know, as caustic as I can be, I do hold back a lot. Because I know there's certain things you don't say. And I'm a living example of that. I had a friend of mine for over 30 years. We were tight. Extremely tight. One of my best friends. I said the wrong thing. The moment it came out of my mouth, I knew I had bleeped up. He said a few words to me, walked out the front door, walked into his car. I have never seen him since. So I know firsthand, not in a good example, but a reality check example. I do hold back, you know, and I held back. But I'm just tired of the elitism. I'm tired of being, and that goes for my mother too. Seeing all these Americans, my mother was a dumb, uneducated woman. And I say that with all the love, but to put it in one sentence. But I will now say this, she was also one of the kindest, most giving, most God-fearing, street smart woman I have known. She's helped more people do much better than her. She's done okay in her life. And they are all grateful. Whether it's Panama or the United States, there are people in this world who literally believe, and they don't literally believe, but that's how much they adore her. Man, that she literally could walk on water. Let's put it this way. If she was a Catholic priest, she'd be up for sainthood after her death. That's how giving. But she was not an educated woman, simple woman. As an adult, you can convince her of many things, but she had a God-giving heart and helped a lot of people. You know, but those are the people that elitists don't want making their own decisions. People like my mother. And I will always have a special black spot in my heart to loathe those people. And that's what this whole Trump legal issue is about. They don't trust you to give the Democrats a victory in November. So they're willing to lie, cheat, and steal to keep Trump off the ballot. Now, let me make my final comment here. It has nothing to do with the 9-0 triumph that Trump had. Nikki Haley won her first primary. Think about that. Liz Haley, that harlot won. God bless that harlot. I mean, granted, she won Washington, D.C., so every vote she got was a never-Trump vote, a rhino vote, an establishment vote, a swamp vote. And the reason I say that is because it's a closed primary is what I was told. So she won every anti-American vote, every elitist vote, every vote from an individual who views you, my brethren Latinos, Black Americans, working class white Americans, as too stupid to be able to formulate our own decisions. That's her people. I will be talking in greater depth after Super Tuesday. I will be breaking the Super Tuesday primaries down along with the ones that happened within the past week. If they're just all so close together, I don't want to do one on each. So I'm going to do them all after that. And it's going to be a great show. But my friends, do not forget, you can catch this podcast on grumblingsmedia.com. You can catch us on Rumble and YouTube under the profile Grumblings Media, as well as traditional podcast outlets Spotify, Pandora, Google, and Apple. So until next time, my friends, I am William Del Pilar. This is Fired Up, and I bid you adieu.